coming up on 3 and Out.
Well, us as playmakers, we have to find a way to make more plays.
After dropping two in a row, the Broncos look to get back on track against the Houston Texans.
We got to start faster, man. We know that as a team. We got to start faster. We finish better. We got to do everything better.
The Broncos welcome back their old friend Brock Osweiler to town, but it might not be a warm welcome.
You're never going to be good when you're on the opposing side in Mile High. So when I travel, I love being booed. So maybe he'll like it too.
It's Monday Night Football. Time to turn up the heat.
Thank you.
3 and Out starts right now.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for this week's 3 and Out, presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. I'm Phil Milani, and we have a great show on tap for you. As the Broncos appear on Monday Night Football for the 25th consecutive year, the longest active streak in the NFL. So let's get things started with First Down. Here with Matt Boyer now, and Matt, this is a huge game for the Broncos. Not only is it Monday Night Football coming off of two losses, but it's also the return of Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, everybody wants to make it Brock versus the Broncos. The Broncos are going to say, you know what, it's about the Texans, it's not about Brock versus them. And when you look at what Brock's done since he's left the Broncos, the results haven't been exactly what he wanted. 59% completion rating, 8 touchdowns, but also 8 picks. That's not a good ratio. So I think he struggled a little bit, but the transition wasn't going to be seamless, right? Going from a new team, going from an old team to a new team, there's going to be some bumps and bruises. It doesn't look like he's found a rhythm with DeAndre Hopkins yet. But one thing I did think that was interesting this week was some of the guys said, you know what, he's a totally different guy. This is a new quarterback that we're facing. This isn't Brock Osweiler with the Broncos. But I thought what was interesting this past week was Shane Ray said, you know, it's the same guy. It's a different team. He might be a bit of a different quarterback, but the same tendencies, his habits, the person is still there, right? So I think that while the Broncos are going to have their hands full with everything that the Texans are going to throw at them, I do think they're going to be able to use a little bit, just a little bit, of what they learned from Brock or about Brock last year against him this week.
Yeah, I think the Broncos were interested in keeping Brock here.
I think they were.
But now it seems like they went in a different direction, and they're happy with Trevor Siemian. You know?
I think they're extremely happy with how things have gone. You know, I think he's been a little bit banged up in the past couple of weeks, but, you know, they looked at Trevor. They saw, you know what, we can get great production out of this guy. And, you know, Brock is kind of a victim of his own contract now with the Texans.
A lot of expectations.
Right, and unfair or fair, you know, I do think that does make things the road a little bit tougher. So, you know, we'll see how it goes against the Broncos, but I think they like their chances.
You mentioned Brock kind of struggling down in Houston. They're still 4-2.
Right.
It's hard to believe that it's a matchup of 4-2 teams. That's a lot riding on this game. The Broncos, though, say, hey, there's not much they can take away from practicing against Brock.
You run a totally different offense. A lot of 11 personnel, a lot more spread. So it's a totally different offense. So, man, you just got to act like he's a brand new player to you. Wipe everything clean and study him like you've never seen him before.
I'm looking forward to playing Brock, man. I don't really have no hard feelings against him for him leaving. You got to do what you got to do for your family at times. But, you know, I just hope that I'm the first to bring him down.
Time for Second Down now, and joined by Andrew Mason. And Mace, one issue that's come up the past couple of weeks for the Broncos are slow starts. Broncos have given up 31 points on the first drive this season compared to just 24 in all of last season. How are they going to fix this?
Well, they've got to come out a little more adaptable, I think, early than they have been. Now, you've seen that the defense has adapted after a series or two to what the opposing offense has done. So maybe it's just making some of those tweaks earlier, although, as Brandon Marshall noted, these problems are happening generally on the first 15 plays. Of course, it's very common for teams to script those first 15 plays. And one thing I've noticed from watching the film is that you're seeing different looks, different formations, different plays from these teams in their first 15 than often that they've run at any point in the season. So it's been very hard for the Broncos to prepare for that. They're just going to have to adapt a little more quickly, maybe a little less man coverage to start out, because teams are exploiting man by bunching receivers together and they're having them fan out really quickly, which means if you're in man, you got to take that extra half second or so to react and be able to cover the right guys. So maybe a little more zone, maybe some quicker changes on that first series. If the Broncos can do that, I think they can put those issues behind them, because the rest of the game, they're playing just like they did last year.
One thing we've seen during those 15 scripted plays, the opposing teams are really attacking the center of the field. Is that a concern for the Broncos?
It's something they may have to adapt to. You're seeing a lot from the running backs and tight ends going against them, and that's something you have to fix. Now, maybe it's some different personnel. Maybe you go to the sub-package a little earlier than you have. Maybe you're running sub-package stuff on first and second down more often than the Broncos have. Maybe you're doing three safeties and two cornerbacks. There's some things that you can do to adapt to that, but as we know, it worked for the Falcons. It worked for the Chargers. Teams are going to keep trying to exploit those matchups with their running backs and tight ends down the middle of the field and then out toward the seams. So the Broncos have to adapt, or they're going to see this time and again. And then looking on down the line, you've got some pretty formidable tight ends and running backs coming up right on through New England in week 15.
The Broncos have been able to turn it on in the fourth quarter, but in the first quarter, they have a minus 28 point differential. That's last in the NFL. They know it's a problem that they need to correct.
We need to change the way we prepare for the beginning of the games. I think teams are doing a good job of scheming us up those first couple plays. So I think that's what we have to focus on, just coming out, seeing what guys are trying to run versus us, and, stopping.
It's just something we got to figure out, what teams are, how they're trying to attack us on the first drives, and just try to answer it, try to come out a little bit more aggressive.
Time for third down, and now we're joined by Ben Swanson. You normally wear the sweaters, but we mix it up.
Yeah, I'm letting you go with it this time. You look a little like Ken Bone.
Ken Bone? I don't think so.
It's not the same sweater.
This is just a nice sweater, I think.
It is nice, but you have to recognize a red sweater in the post-Ken Bone era. Yeah. You know what you're getting.
I didn't think about that when I was getting dressed this morning.
Obviously not.
At least we got the red duo going on.
Yeah. Same wavelength.
Yeah. Well, we've already talked about the Broncos' slow starts being a problem. The other concern the past couple of weeks has been penalties. The Broncos, 12 penalties for 103 yards against the Chargers.
And it's not just that. I mean, they come on big plays. You have a touchdown called back, a safety called, other big plays called back. So really, it's not just costing you 10 yards. You're costing, the difference between where you're getting called back to and the play that's been erased, that's like 30 yards as being missing there. And you kind of decide for yourself whether you think maybe the holding penalty allowed that gain. But, it's concerning. It's a lack of execution and a lack of discipline in some regards, depending on the penalty. Something they have to get right for this next game.
It's really killed a lot of drives, and any sort of momentum you get going, it just brings it back, and then all of a sudden you're facing like a first and 20 or something. Really hard to achieve that.
It's hard to gain consistency. It's hard to gain like a flow. You're getting a lot of disjointed drives that are stopping. You get into these unmanageable situations, second and 20, turns into third and 20, turns into a fourth down, and a long punt, and you can't find any kind of flow to kind of make these long drives, first downs, keep things going, move the chains. So
yeah, no rhythm to the offense.
Right, really. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's been a problem for the Broncos, and it's something that head coach Gary Kubiak addressed right when he rejoined the team this week.
I talked about three things today with the players: preparation, detail, and then it's time to go put forth the effort and play. So we have to focus on those things, starting with me and starting with us as coaches, filter it down through our guys, and get a lot better in what we're doing.
It's time for fourth down, but before we get to your Twitter questions, a quick word from American Financing. When we come back, we'll be joined by our intern extraordinaires.
Nothing's better than being at home. It's where your best moments happen, so make the right call. To American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. Their mortgage consultants are salary-based, so they're only focused on taking care of you. You can get pre-qualified in 10 minutes and can close in as fast as 10 days. Call American Financing at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
We're back here on 3 and Out. It's time for the best part of the show. We're going to get to your questions. I'm Caroline Disley.
And I'm Eric DeLalla. Let's see what's up first. From Jose, we have, are the Broncos in need of veteran leadership with Peyton Manning retired and DeMarcus Ware injured? Matt Boyer, why don't you take this one?
Well, I definitely think those two guys that you mentioned, Peyton Manning and DeMarcus Ware, are huge, huge leaders. Peyton Manning, of course, one of the greatest to ever play his position. So you knew that when Peyton left, there was going to be a bit of a void to be filled. However, I do think that the Broncos have done a great job in filling that leadership void. There's over 20 guys on this Broncos roster with 5 or more years of NFL experience. That's a lot. That's what the NFL would call a vested veteran. So I definitely think there are a lot of guys who have picked up the slack. We've seen Von Miller be more vocal this season, Demaryius Thomas as well. So there are frontline guys that are taking more on. I do think, though, that getting DeMarcus Ware back would help. I do think that he's been very vocal on the sidelines. We've seen him talking to guys like Shane Ray, Shaq Barrett, Von Miller during the games. But I also think that when you put on a jersey, your words carry a little bit more weight. I do think that they're going to be fine with the leaders that they have already on this roster, and they're going to get an even bigger leader in Ware back when he's healthy.
Thanks, Matt. Caroline, you want to take the next one?
For sure. We've got one from Mech77 and Mace. He wants to know, is it play calling or is it Trevor that chooses to throw checkdowns on 3rd and 10?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, you've got the play call coming in, but at the same time, Trevor Siemian has to react to what the coverage is giving him. And if the deep coverage is taking away the deep options, then you're going to go short, and then you want to see if the target can make up the yardage after the catch. So it's a little bit of both. Now, granted, you could send everyone deep downfield, but then, you know, teams would just play back, and then you wouldn't have that underneath option. And sometimes those underneath options can get the yardage after the catch. The Broncos have had some success with that over the course of the year. So it's a little bit of both, but the thing is, you don't want your quarterback forcing the football into a window that doesn't exist. You would rather have him, you know, take the short to intermediate play that's short of the sticks, and then see if the receiving target can get there, rather than forcing it downfield and running the risk of an interception, because the one thing this offense can't do for the Broncos success equation is turn the football over.
That's good to know. Thanks, Mace. Eric, finish it off.
Yeah, well, it seems like a lot of Broncos fans are pretty blue right now, like the uniforms we'll be wearing this week. So maybe let's get a more hopeful one. From Daylon Hilty, he wants to know, I'm running out of things to say to cheer up Broncos fans out here in Wyoming. What's something that'll give us hope? Ben Swanson, cheer us up.
You can look at that, even though they've lost 2 games in a row, they lost 2 games in a row twice last year. Bounced back, you know, found their rhythm, got into the playoffs, won the Super Bowl. There's a lot of good things to look at. The defense is still a top 5 defense with a passing defense that ranks first per game and second by per play basis, first in the league in sacks. A lot of the elements are still there. They just need to find ways to bounce back. I mean, you can't look at this as a hugely disappointing first 6 games already just because they lost the last two games. There's a lot of optimism to be had about this team, frankly. And you don't need to look that far. You need to be a little bit balanced, and you need to just relax a little bit, look at what's going on, and take the whole context of the Broncos season so far, and you'll be able to find something to cheer yourself up and some of your fan friends as well.
Thanks, Swanson. You always give me sunshine on a cloudy day.
Thank you guys for your questions. Hope we were able to cheer you up a little bit. Phil, back to you.
Thank you very much, guys. That's going to do it for this week's show. Special thanks to Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, Ben Swanson, our intern extraordinaires, and Austin Brink behind the camera. I'm Phil Milani, and that's been this week's 3 and Out, presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans.